The Melting Pot. The USA is sometimes called a melting pot. Others call it a salad bowl. What do they mean? Don't expect to find out about food in the USA when you hear these terms. They actually refer to the mix of people who live in the United States. In 2010, over 70% of the population of the USA had European forefathers. 16% were Hispanics or Latinos, with origins in Mexico, Puerto Rico, and Cuba. 12% were African Americans, and less than 2% were Native Americans, American Indians. Before 1492, only Native Americans lived in North America. But from 1492, the British, French, Russians, and Spanish set up colonies there. They later brought black Africans with them to work as slaves. In the 18th century, many people arrived from Germany and Holland. In the 19th century, many Irish people left Ireland to start a new life in North America. In the 20th century, many Jews from Eastern Europe moved to North America. From 1892 until 1954, Ellis Island in New York was the gateway to the United States for millions of immigrants. Now there is a museum of immigration there. Today, most migrants to the USA come from Mexico. Each group has made its mark. Thanksgiving, the most important American holiday, is one of them. It celebrates the first festival between the Pilgrim Fathers, who came from Europe to the USA, and the Native Americans in 1621. Many other festivals, like the Chinese dragon boat races, have a foreign background. The hamburger is actually named after the German city of Hamburg. In the late 18th century, people leaving Europe took their favorite foods with them on the ships. One of them was Hamburg steak. The United States today is the sum of all these nationalities. Some say the people have melted together. Others say the U.S. is more like a salad bowl, with many different flavors that all go together.